Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Son of a bitch. The experts were wrong. I'm back. I survived another gathering of the Juggalos. I'm a little worse for wear. I am not feeling great. However, I got my fat ass here this morning. I am very happy. Welcome to another Monday edition of the Morning Zoo. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Thank you to all the zoo files out there watching. I am joined by two very funny people who I love to broadcast with. You've seen her on Kill Tony. It is our good friend, Gina Hyena.
What's up?
How are you, love?
Good, I'm good.
You look absolutely stunning this morning.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you for all the hard work you put in to look so good and be so funny.
Thank you.
And next to her, the man who just woke me up in the lobby.
Not as attractive.
But just as important in my eyes.
Thank you, brother.
From Durag and the Deer Tag, as well as the hilarious prank phone call show, Digital Bazooka, it is Drew Montana.
Thank you for having me, Zach. I also feel like shit today, so I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, you look good. I love you.
Thank you,
and I appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Monday. Let's get plugs out of the way. Jorge, hit that plug music. Miss Hyena, what do you want people to check out?
September 6th, I'll be at The Stand, and then I will be headlining The Green Room in Austin on September 22nd.
Fantastic. Mr. Montana.
I'll be in Los Angeles September 4th, and then Knoxville, Tennessee, Birmingham, Denver, Fort Collins, all in October. Come see the show and check the podcast out.
Very sick. If you guys want to see me live, go to my Instagram at Zach is not funny, or go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. Excuse me. I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee on the 28th, the 29th, Pulaski, Tennessee, Miamisburg, Ohio on the 30th, and Lexington, Kentucky on the 31st. If you love the show, and we know you do, go to gasdigital.com today, the new Gas Digital, brand new website, and use the promo code ZOO. You save a little money a month off your subscription, as well as you get access to episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite podcasts. And most importantly, if you love this show, the exclusive Friday episode, that's right, Monday and Wednesday go out for free on YouTube and shit like that, but not the Friday episode. So if you want that one, you got to subscribe. And regardless of how you consume the show, thank you so much. All right, I saw a lot of things this weekend.
I'm sure you did.
A lot of things I was ready to see. A lot of things I wasn't ready to see.
Mm-hmm.
They had a hose situation for people to rinse off. And I saw a woman who had to be in her 60s, fully naked, bent over, washing her pussy and asshole while people filmed. And she did it as a show.
She did it as a show.
It was not... It was a performance.
That's what a hose is for, honestly. It's hard to get your pussy and asshole clean in the shower. I've tried, and it doesn't work.
It was a public bidet situation.
It's a very European situation.
Yeah. That's like, you ever get a detachable shower head?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, this thing's going in my asshole for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because, I don't have the detachable at home, so it's a luxury for me. So,
we have the bidet here, and that really takes care of some...
Yeah.
That's where you were hosing off earlier.
Yeah. I saw some great things, some weird things.
Yes,
I've seen every shape
this?
Of person. Thornville, Ohio.
Oh.
About half an hour out of Columbus.
That sounds like an Ari Aster movie waiting to happen.
It was just middle of nowhere. Everyone was very pleasant. Thank you to all the fans of the show that stopped me and to talk to me and to tell me they liked the theme song and all that other fun stuff. I had a blast. It was so much fucking fun.
So do they do a concert and then there's also like other little
There's
shit
like
going
five
on.
Stages.
Oh, wow.
So there's a main stage, there's a second music stage. There's a tent that's more like seminars and contests. Mm-hmm. So I hosted a rap cypher. Oh, excuse me. I judged a rap cypher contest.
I'm guessing all of them were white.
No, there were two black guys. One
Are
of whom
they okay?
was very, one of whom was very good at rapping.
Did they ever leave?
Yeah. No, there was a. There's more black guys than you think.
Oh,
how
yes.
Many, how many people go to this thing?
We were clocked around 12,000 this year.
Wow,
it was packed.
Whoa,
that scares me that there's that many.
They're all juggalos.
Yeah,
that's great. They're amongst us.
Yeah. And so I judged a rap cypher contest, which was not great.
Uh huh.
I watched a few people just lose it, like come up and nothing came out.
Aww.
And they got booed hard.
Yeah, they had their 8 Mile moment.
Yeah.
Getting booed at the Juggalo Festival.
It's crazy. Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah. Well, no, you get booed a lot.
Oh, really? They're into it?
Yeah. So the comedy show, it was Jay Lewis, Tim Butterly, and myself.
Okay.
And we were trying to do 15. So they have a guy who's been doing comedy there the whole time,
mm-hmm.
and he's the guy that runs that tent. His name is something, but his performance name is Upchuck the Clown.
Okay. Oh. I like him already.
And Upchuck is not what I would call a seasoned comedian.
Oh.
Upchuck stinks. And the crowd knows
Upchuck.
He's a
very serious clown.
Upchuck, the crowd knows Upchuck stinks. So, I mean, he went up to just screaming and booing and people throwing like full sodas and full beers.
Al Fago?
Yeah. And then he fucking bailed about a few minutes in. And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, from the Morning Zoo podcast. He just bombed. And then I had to go up. So I had to bark him down. And I just screamed at my pussy for 10 minutes. And then I bailed. I did okay, though. It was fun.
Yeah, it's an outdoor show.
Outdoor midnight.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, that's spooky.
Yeah.
Something's happening.
But everybody did good. Tim did great. Lewis did great. Jay did great. There was a big fight at Jay's one.
There was a fight during Jay's set.
Yeah, people were fighting for because people started throwing shit.
At Jay?
And then, yeah, people turned around and like, don't throw shit. But it was great. They were really good. I had a lot of fun. I only watched one band walk off stage for people throwing shit.
Oh,
are people just throwing shit the whole weekend?
The entire...
Someone told me somebody threw an octopus at a woman?
Yes.
What the fuck?
So during... this is not my story, but during the Miss Juggalette pageant, people were just hurling shit at these poor lambs.
Oh, my God. How many years left do you think you have to live if you win the Miss Juggalette contest?
The girl that won last year was there, so you get at least a year.
Really?
But yeah, somebody threw an octopus on the stage at her.
Full wet octopus.
A full octopus.
Like the head and everything? Was
yeah,
it?
An octopus. And
it was like the most intelligent animal on stage.
Yeah. The logic.
The new smartest person on stage has arrived.
It was the best smelling thing on the stage. It was. The
octopus grabs the mic. He's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Give me seven more.
Throw soda at it. Boo this octopus.
It's the thought process behind throwing an octopus means someone acquired an octopus already above my pay grade.
Yeah, right.
If you ask me tomorrow how to get an octopus, I don't know if that's a pet store sitch.
Yeah.
I don't know where
how big of an octopus are we talking? The size of the monkey here or...
Yeah, it wasn't huge.
That's still big enough.
Yeah, big enough. You got to be able to go down to Chinatown like right now and get one, but I don't know how you get it to Ohio.
So then I assume it's got to be.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a backpack full
of
octopus. It's
got to be on ice. Like, I don't think you can just...
I don't think they care that much about keeping it on ice. Or
I don't know
alive.
If it was alive when they showed up. I don't know if it was in a cooler. I don't know how they got it there. But I know that we were in a landlocked part of America.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they caught an octopus.
No one brought...
They an octopus. They pre-planned, an octopus needs to come with me.
Yes.
And then at some point, I don't know, did they think, I'm just going to have an octopus.
Yeah.
Or did they think, when they least expect it, I'm throwing an octopus.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did they go, I'm going to throw an octopus at the women at the Juggalo Pageant? Right. Or did they go,
I'm going to wait for the moment.
Or I'm waiting for my octopus. Was there like three other times in the festival where they were like, I'm going
to
throw the octopus?
It speaks
to you.
Nope,
not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
It's definitely written in a manifesto somewhere. We'll find out soon.
And yeah, they just hurled an octopus at a lady.
Someone
threw
thing.
A chicken foot, and not like a dog toy chicken foot, like ripped the leg off of a chicken. I don't know if there was a whole chicken at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw that, and then some girl put it up her puss.
I hate that I knew this, and it was because I was up at 3 a.m. and I got fed like somebody interviewing, and they were like, what happened at the mission? That was like the big story. Everybody was like, there was a chicken foot and someone put it inside her. And then I just commented a gif of a drone strike. So I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It was
like, if I knew you were there, I wouldn't want it to get
know,
drone strikes.
I want to know what happened to the chicken and the octopus before they were thrown on stage. You know what I mean? Were they there all weekend?
Was it like a Milo and Otis situation?
Yeah.
Were they on an adventure together? Was it the story of the chicken and the octopus?
How did they end up there?
We could write a kid's book about this.
You know, you could really say that about anyone that was there.
How did this happen?
Yeah. This was somebody's daughter.
The octopus isn't the craziest thing of the weekend.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was just...
Man.
It was a lot. It's sensory overload.
That's insane, yeah.
But it was really fun, and everyone was really, really nice. I got hit with a water balloon in the golf cart, and all I could think was that probably wasn't water.
Yeah, I heard about poop dollars.
Yeah, do you know about poop dollars?
I know the game poop dollar, where you just rub your butt wipe your butt with a dollar, and then someone grabs it.
I like that you call it a game. Dollar.
Yeah, it's a game.
Like, this is a nice game for kids.
Yeah, they do poop dollars there.
That's fun.
So you warn everybody not to pick up money.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I guess I've never seen one in real life, but I've always heard of the poop dollar.
Like, yeah, when we were going on stage in the comedy tent, there was a guy in the front with a super soaker. And I just let him spray me, and I drank it. And I was like, that definitely wasn't water.
No.
Somebody, when I was in like eighth grade, a big kid, like a high schooler, hit me with a water balloon. And then it was on mischief night. And then the next day, someone told me that there was piss in that water balloon. And then I ended up getting in a fight with him, like on the bus, and got suspended for a little bit. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, how the fuck would you get piss in a water balloon?
Yeah, I don't think the string. I think you would have to piss into another container.
Yeah.
I don't think you can piss in the balloon.
Because you need to fill... The balloon needs pressure to fill up. You can't just, like, pour it from a water bottle into balloon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's steps to the process, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like you can put the balloon around your dick.
Yeah.
No.
And then just pee.
I think I fought a guy for a harmless prank.
I'm sure it's possible. Listen, when there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could get pissed in a
water
balloon.
I'm like, I'll kill him.
You broke his jaw.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll fucking kill that guy. Yeah.
I'm sure it could happen in some way, shape, or form.
That's what I thought at the time. I was like, this is the ultimate form of disrespect, hitting me with a piss balloon. But now you're saying that maybe in Super Soakers you could...
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the logistics of it all.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, am I not feeling great today.
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
ICP was just so good.
Really?
Just watching people, like so many people, and they were setting off fire. I mean, I was also there with the wrestling, doing commentary, and the second night of the wrestling felt like WrestleMania. Like, it was so much fun. Like,
you commentated it? I saw a clip of it, and I thought I heard your voice.
Yeah, that was me.
Nice.
That was like, there's so many, like, for me, celebrity run-ins, like, just like old wrestlers, people from like storylines years ago. Like, it was just so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
I only saw one rapper walk off, and that was Ill Bill.
I've actually heard of Ill Bill.
He's Necro's brother.
Okay.
Necro there?
No, Necro was not there. Ill Bill, I think, did four songs and left. He was like, yo, don't throw shit at me. And that was not the thing to say.
I like the idea of people getting off on throwing things, but I feel like there's at least three people there that hit the stage to get things thrown at them. Like, I just picture some guy jerking off while getting shit thrown at him.
So here's the thing. Every year there's a rapper that comes out, people start throwing stuff at him, and he just thrives, and he winds up... So Waka Flocka this year
Oh.
just was, like, in it.
Yeah. Seems like he has a good time.
Was there at the ICP
in full makeup?
He had Juggalo makeup on. That's
like, girl, the way you move it. That Waka Flocka.
And he just like
there's another one.
It's like, Waka Flocka flame.
He's a rapping teddy bear. It's Waka Waka Flocka.
I'd be super into that. I'd be like, all right, well, I'm going next year.
He like people were throwing stuff and he just like vibed with it and enjoyed it.
Have you seen the videos of Waka Flocka performing at SeaWorld?
No, but can I?
It's the funniest thing ever. SeaWorld is doing like a series of concerts this summer with all your favorite rappers from like 2009. But they had a Soulja Boy on one. They had Waka Flocka on one. And you just see, like, the orcas jumping in the background and just black people in the crowd. Like,
and the orcas are like, kill me.
Kill
me, please.
It's very funny.
It's the sequel to Blackfish. I'm trying. 3-6 Mafia was... Oh, here we go.
This is the best place to see a concert.
Crazy.
Dude, people are having a blast.
It looks really high back.
Dude, it looks so fun.
That looks awesome.
But yeah, he'll perform anywhere.
But yeah, he was great. 3-6 Mafia were awesome. Tech N9ne, Immortal Technique. Immortal Technique knew Legion of Skanks.
Really?
Oh, really?
When Lewis and Jay walked out, he knew who they were, and he was like, oh, Dave, you guys know Dave Smith.
Oh.
It was pretty cool.
He's a Dave Smith fan?
Well, Dave used to use one of his songs as his intro music.
I didn't catch on to that Tech N9ne was so political until like I listened to it 3 times and I was like, oh.
Yeah, very, very.
I was like, oh, this is all political.
There was a battle rapper from Philly also named Tech N9ne who got exposed for being a pedophile and then killed himself.
Great.
Perfect.
But I remember hearing that story.
It was short for technically she's nine.
I remember hearing the story about it, and then just for years, I accepted that Tech N9ne, the other guy, was a pedophile that killed himself.
Everybody named Tech N9ne is now dead.
Well, there can't be a ton of them, but, and then, Tech N9ne, the rapper, like, dropped a song years later, and I was like, he's back?
He's back from the grave and fucking children.
I remember trying to tell people, I'm like, oh, no, that's an old song. Like, he must have recorded that. Before the dead pedophile stuff, they were like,
"It's about like COVID and the vaccine and shit." And you're like, "Nah, this is old."
They're like, "What are you talking about?" It's some no-name battle rapper.
A pedophile got beat up at the gathering.
Oh, really?
They're gonna cover it on Skanks tonight, so I don't want to blow it.
I was gonna say, I'm sure a few did. I'm sure if you looked at the sex offenders list, like a map, you looked at Ohio last night,
like if you had Grindr for registered sex offenders.
Yes.
Yeah, it would have popped up a bit.
It was just one big red circle over
there. Were
they
like the Dads Against Predators sting? Like,
no, I don't want to blame it. They're going to do it on Skanks tonight because it's on video. But so they had showers. And I guess a man was caught filming over the barrier of the shower.
Ew.
When they were maybe underage people showering.
What?
And about 40 people jumped him.
Nice.
And oh boy, it was bad.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
That's it was bad.
Good. Why, imagine seeing that live?
Yeah, why are kids taking outdoor showers at the gathering?
Why are there kids there?
Yeah, exactly.
Every once in a while, we'd be
that's
on the cart.
That's one of the stages.
And we would just see like a 7-year-old chilling.
Oh,
and that's I get it if your kid is like, we had this conversation in the car. If your kid's like 16 mm-hmm. and this is their fucking shit, like they fucking love it,
mm-hmm.
I would consider taking them. Like if it was my kid.
Okay.
I would go, shower.
But you come with me and you don't leave my fucking side. Like,
yeah. I have eyes on you. I have 2 air tags on you. And
yeah,
I
there
have,
is
like,
no fucking. Yeah. There is no. I am not there to enjoy myself. I am there to watch you.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get that.
If you have a little kid there, it's because you love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gross. That's like even like being at the Met and seeing somebody. This is not like being at the Met, but it's like if you brought
that
a kid somewhere that you're like, no, that's for you, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like the adults that bring like kids to see Renaissance paintings, you're like, they don't like this. They're having a bad time.
I mean, I think it's just been taking like a little because he's like the Eagles.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, there's
right,
no way
Drew?
They're enjoying this.
No, that's a good time.
No, that's children need that.
Children
imagine,
need that.
Imagine getting trafficked as a child, and instead of like ending up on a beautiful island, you end up in Ohio.
Yeah, no, that can't be good.
Sucks ass.
They just put Juggalo paint on you.
Fuck, I wanted the other one.
But everything was fine. It was so much fun. Everybody was super nice. It was fucking really great. I'm just fucking spent.
Oh, bad.
I would imagine.
Like, this was my schedule Friday. It was host the main stage. I had something in the afternoon. Then I hosted the main stage starting at 6. Then I had a comedy show at midnight. Then wrestling started at 1 in the morning.
Oh, shit. God.
And that went till 3. So that was a long day.
How old are the wrestlers? Is it like the movie The Wrestler? Is it like
No, there's young
those?
Guys, too.
Oh, okay.
So we have a company. Mm-hmm. I work for their wrestling company as a commentator.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it's a bunch of... So they'll do like... they'll have some like legends.
Okay.
And older guys. They actually had this guy, George South, mm-hmm. who's probably like in his 70s. But he just did like a run-in.
Yeah.
He didn't like wrestle a full match. Like, they use older guys, but they use them very like precariously.
Could he run?
Yeah, he ran to the ring.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, Juggalo George. He's a juggalo for Jesus.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And he gives out Bibles at all the shows.
Great character.
Yeah.
No, that's not a character.
Oh, that's a real...
Yeah, like, that's
okay.
Who he is.
That's who he is. When he's not with us, he's just regular George South.
Man,
and George South gives out the Bible.
I hope it's not my dad. My dad gives out wooden crosses to strangers. I don't know who, like, appointed him that. It's very strange. I have one in my bag right now. But I also learned last weekend, he was punting footballs to my nephew who jammed his finger. And my dad is 70, and I was like, wait, my dad can punt a fucking football
still? 70?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And now that you're telling me this, I'm like, where was Tony last weekend? Like, where were you last night? Let me see those crosses and Bibles.
Good for him, man. That's great.
Right? That's why I was like, now that you said a 70-year-old runner, I was like, all right, I got to let Tony know. He'll be a big fan of George South.
Was the cocaine guy there? What's his name?
Yeah, cocaine.
That's the wrestler's
name,
right?
Yeah. That's my buddy.
He's the man. I've seen.
Yeah,
cool
he was there farting around. He was good. That's a good guy. It's my buddy Quinn.
Nice.
Very, very nice guy. Hey guys, real quick, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Guys, having nice cigars in the house is the same as having a nice bottle of wine, some fine cheeses. And I'm not a big cigar guy, but I know when they're good. And I can tell, just like anybody else can. And Small Batch Cigars has you covered if you're an idiot like me. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They have the most thorough packaging in the industry, and it comes with the Bovita pack with every purchase, so everything comes super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you get 5% rewards points instantly. You're going to want to go to smallbatchcigar.com, and most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. And we have a discount code for you, and it's going to be GAS10, GAS10. And that'll get you 10% off your order, plus those 5% reward points. So use that discount code GAS10 at smallbatchcigar.com today for 10% off, plus 5% reward points. Give it a check out and let me know what you think. All right, smallbatchcigar.com, thank you so much. Let's get back into the show. Really fucking real. They had to ask people to stop throwing shit at the wrestlers because the ring was soaked, and that's dangerous.
Damn. I also like didn't think of, I was at MSG this week and they took the caps off the bottles, and I was like, oh, right. That's so I don't punt Tony Hinchcliffe in the face.
Well, no, So I saw Weird Al at MSG a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I bought a water and they put it in a cup.
Oh.
And took the bottle away.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I've never seen them just take the cap. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, they did that to my $8 water and to my wife's $19 White Claw.
Jesus. Yeah, because whenever you get a beer or something at a game, they open it for you. And I'm like, well, I just got 4 of these for a reason.
Yeah, you're like, I wanted to pocket them. And they're like, no.
Yep.
Yeah,
no, this is Philadelphia.
Yeah, this was BYOB. You could bring anything in.
Mm. Like the octopus.
Yeah, hence the octopus. There were like carnival food stands and carnival rides. And then people were like selling drinks out of coolers and shit.
Nice. I imagine most of ICP fans eat carnival food for most of their meals.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
A lot of funnel cakes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah.
I would assume so. That's probably a regular diet.
Yeah. Fried Oreo
so much
breakfast.
I mean, the amount of Faygo that was going, I mean, just the amount of Faygo they had.
Yeah.
For ICP was astronomical.
Does ICP have their own Faygo flavor?
Faygo will not work with them.
What?
Really? What
it's
the fuck?
Crazy.
They're the That's... only reason it's a thing.
Yeah, they're the only reason it still exists.
Faygo does not want to work. They buy Faygo from Faygo at regular. I'm sure they have some type of deal, but Faygo does not work. Has no interest in working with them.
That's crazy.
It's bananas because there were, I don't know, maybe a warehouse full of 2 liters just for ICP, not what the fans brought.
How did that connection start?
I don't know. They just started throwing soda.
Yeah.
So they'll perform and then they have like 4 or 5 people that throw soda at people.
Gotcha.
But then people are throwing shit back. The only injury I saw during ICP was somebody got hit with a nitrous tank.
Shit.
They threw a nitrous tank.
Jesus Christ.
And it hit somebody else in the crowd and it fucked them up pretty bad.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a missile. That's crazy. They weigh 15 pounds.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You're like, also, who shot put that shit? Yeah,
what strong motherfuckers throwing nitrous?
I'm sure they were all hopped up on nitrous.
That's fair.
I've done nitrous a couple times, but I've never done it and wanted to throw the tank.
It
usually
violent.
Just like makes everything in reverse. That's how it feels.
I can't imagine doing nitrous standing.
Right. I need to sit down. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's super fair. Never mind getting athletic about it.
I watched a guy do nitrous on stage at a comedy show and he passed out. It was at an outdoor show, though. There used to be this show in Philly called the Tomato Mic, and you could throw tomatoes at people while they were on stage. And they would provide like 50 pounds of tomatoes for the audience. And yeah, this guy, Kyle Reagan, did some nitrous, passed out there one time. This other dude got hit in the face pretty hard. It was a good time.
You're like, this is the best show I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I had fun.
You're like, it was pretty fucking great.
If there was a comedian I really hated, I would freeze tomatoes and sneak them in.
That's fair.
And throw a solid tomato. Just one good baseball shot.
Just a baseball.
And I would just cry because I'm an Italian-American. I'd be like, what are we doing?
Hey, the tomatoes.
Those are beautiful tomatoes.
I've been hit with soda bottles. I've been hit with a few things. I've been hit with beers. I don't think I've been hit with anything too crazy.
No, I had a chicken tender thrown at me once, and I ducked it like fucking George Bush with the sandal. But I never got hit with anything.
I had a hammer thrown at my head once as a kid, which is crazy. And then that kid, I think, is dead that threw it.
Yeah,
like that
crazy.
Adds up because that's like.
No, he was a turtle.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, what you were playing?
It was him and his
Super
twin
Mario?
Brother. They had helmets on. She was trying to get past the brick wall into a green pipe.
That's how me and my family visit each other. Fucking green fucking sewage pipes. I do like the soda thing with ICP because I like that there's like just a Venn diagram of people that love strange flavored soda, and it's. Juggalos and Mormons, like the thing that they can come
together on.
Mormons also drink Faygo.
They drink every soda. They have like soda bars because they can't eat alcohol. They can't eat alcohol. And they have like, but they can't have caffeine either. So they just make a bunch of shitty caffeine-free sodas.
I started watching some show on Hulu about like TikTok Mormon mom sluts. You know what I'm
Aren't they
about?
Like hot? They're, I haven't seen them.
They're all so hot. It's
yes.
The
Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives.
Yes,
I've heard they're
Shannon,
all
aren't
like,
they all
gorgeous?
They're incredible.
They're amazing looking.
They're so hot.
And some of them are some of them are kind of slutty.
They're all well. That's what sold me on the show was that they were like. I heard that these women were just having orgies and they were all hot Mormons. And then you watch like 2 seasons of the show and you're like, is anyone gonna fuck? But
and they're just arguing.
Yeah, and they just argue and. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, I've seen like a clip of like a picture of them, and I'm like, they're all fucking gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I can't imagine those girls love Faygo. It's crazy.
The Amish like soda too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to like parts of Pennsylvania closer to Amish country, they have really like fun, and it's like Pennsylvania Dutch brand sodas.
A Treat
is the exact one.
Birch beer.
The white
so
birch
good.
Beer.
Yes.
Weren't carbonated.
I just got that on the road a few weeks ago, and I made a post about
That's what, like, visiting my family in Allentown growing up, that was always, like, a big thing, was getting A Treat soda and, like, bringing a case back.
Were carbonated drinks invented before electricity? I don't think the Amish should have access to this technology. Don't you need electricity to carbonate a drink?
No. Definitely not.
No,
it's like a gas release from.
Yeah, SodaStream you don't plug in, right?
No, well, I was thinking of like carbonation with beer is usually just like the bacteria giving off gas.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know why. Shannon, I have to like microwave it.
Teach us.
Shannon?
Shannon, learn us. Learn us how does carbonation work?
When was soda invented and should the Amish be allowed to have it?
Because all I'm thinking is beer, but I don't know about soda.
Okay, so carbonation is the process of dissolving carbon dioxide gas into a liquid. So that's it. You just have to dissolve the gas into the liquid.
How?
So there's no electricity needed, right?
Let's see. So it's forced into the liquid under high pressure. So you might need some electricity.
Hmm.
And then it dissolves into the liquid, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Shannon, just Google what was invented first, soda or electricity?
Shannon, I'm so sorry.
We're going to get to the bottom of this because now we've...
Right.
Now, bottle of this.
Now we have to know.
That was for you, Zach.
Thank you.
Hold on. It's loading.
I like that we've all gotten quiet.
Okay, let's see.
Invented by Dr. Pepper.
Joseph Priestley is credited with the invention of soda, specifically carbonated water, in 1767. And then Benjamin Franklin's famous kite experiment demonstrating the electrical nature of lightning occurred in 1752.
Whoa.
So it's they were just kinda, by a hair.
Yeah, they're right there.
Well, that was... Well, hold on. That was just the key getting hit by lightning, though.
Is that a real story? Or did like a black guy invent something and then we turned it into like a white guy with a kite?
You know who RXK nephew is? He's a rapper from Rochester. He's a fully schizophrenic guy, but he's the funniest dude in the world. And he makes these like 10-minute songs that are they're very funny. But he has a song called American Terrorist, and he has a line in there where he says something about how Ben Franklin didn't discover electricity.
Yeah,
and
Tesla did.
No, but he goes, he's like, if electricity comes from the sky, how the fuck didn't T-Rexes discover it?
And I'm like, certainly a dinosaur had to figure this shit out.
I'm like, yeah, he's kind of right.
But I would say they're adjacent, because that's pretty, 20 years or whatever, that's pretty close. So if we were figuring it out then, I'm sure they had a non-electrical way to do it.
Yeah. Dude, that first McDonald's Sprite probably hit so hard.
Oh my god!
Well, that's different. We've yeah, read
that
why
is
McDonald's
electricity.
Well, that's we've gone through this before.
Really,
McDonald's Sprite is better than Sprite.
Oh yeah, so is their high C is fucking insane.
And it's because they use a different process than other places. It's more carbonated, I think, because that's why they have the bigger straw than
that's
most places.
Why they have a bigger straw?
What?
Because of the bubbles.
Because of the bubbles, and they also, like, it's something where they,
What would happen if you drank it out of a little straw?
It's not as good. And it's also, they do something with, like, they keep the syrup cold, and I think most restaurants don't.
Oh.
Like, it gets cold in your cup. Shannon, can you look up, there's a reason they say it about Coke, too.
Shannon, we're doing science over here today.
Oh, wait, I have, just real quick before I go over to this one, so I looked up how Joseph Priestley created carbonated water, and it said he did it accidentally, and it was also known as impregnated water. While experimenting with gases, he suspended a bowl of water
farting in the tub.
Like, this tastes amazing.
Suspended a bowl of water above a vat of beer, allowing the carbon dioxide released during fermentation to dissolve into the water, and that made it bubbly.
There we go. But can you look up why, and thank you very much. I appreciate that, Shannon. Now, if you don't mind, can you look up why McDonald's soda tastes better? Because it is a real scientific thing.
It is better. Yes, it is so much better.
Like, a McDonald's Sprite hits so hard,
and
I am not a person who wants Sprite.
Yeah.
But you got to get it. Yeah.
Okay. It says, McDonald's Sprite often tastes better due to a combination of factors, including their water filtration system, higher syrup to water ratio, and the use of wider straws.
Oh, okay. That's it. It's the wider straw, and they use more syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that the ice is going to melt.
Oh.
So they take into account. So if you put regular soda over ice, it's going to get watered down.
Mm-hmm.
If you put McDonald's soda over ice, it's going to taste like soda.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because they over syrup it.
Yes.
Yeah, Coke is so good too. Like, if you're hungover, McDonald's Coca-Cola is like so fucking good. It's so good. I'm like, this is medicine.
That was David Lee Roth's Hangover. Was a McDonald's Coke and
really?
A burger. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
McDonald's never misses, dude. They're always good. They've been good to me.
Oh, fuck. I just had something I wanted to goddamn bring up. And I completely... Oh, Shannon, I'm so sorry. I'm going to make you Google another thing. I apologize. Ira, Nara, and Drew, I feel like me and you as idiots are really going to appreciate this.
I'm already in.
And Shannon, you're going to get so mad at me.
Oh, no. Is it bugs?
No.
Okay. Then I'm not mad. I wouldn't be mad.
I do hate... There's nothing worse than searching spiders on a
computer. I read this on Instagram, but I'm sure there's an article that it went with. And I'm so sorry, Shannon.
Uh-oh.
I read an article where scientists figured out what different kinds of dinosaurs tasted like.
How?
I like this a lot.
Like, just like they guessed based amino their, acid profile or something?
Based on their diet and muscle tone and, like, which... what were eaten the most,
mm-hmm.
so they probably tasted better. But, like, basically, they compared them to other, like...
Yeah.
Like, this would taste more like this, this would taste more like this.
Yeah, like, comparing, like, fat ratios. Like, you can eat antelope, but it's actually kind of gummy and shitty because
yes.
it's so athletic. But, like,
that's they, yeah,
pork
some
belly
were muscular,
is good.
Some were, like...
So, like, a triceratops probably made me, like, a good pork belly.
That's exactly...
Yeah.
So it fascinated
you're like you're
me.
You're getting it, sister.
I read this fascinated.
That's very funny. You're like, which one had the best marbling?
Yeah. What was the ribeye of yeah. dinosaurs?
Yeah. Because you know when they ate that Flintstones cartoon food, when there was like big ribs on something, you're like, you know that rack of ribs was good as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume that's woolly mammoth.
Oh.
Mammoth was probably good.
I want a baby woolly mammoth so bad, and I said this like 9 years ago when we figured out like the whole like stem cell research of being able to use other lines of DNA, and they got the woolly mammoth DNA, and I was like, I just want a baby woolly mammoth, like mix it with a chihuahua or something, like just
oh,
do
you
that.
Want a teacup woolly mammoth?
Yes, wouldn't that be so cute? Because it would have like the little trunk and shit.
That'd
but
be fun.
They made woolly mice, so they put the gene. Last year into mice. So there's mice with woolly mammoth fur, and they're so fucking cute. And I'm like, just keep going. And yeah. everybody was all caught up with those dire wolves. And I was like, y'all are missing out on woolly mice.
Yeah,
yeah you gotta make, like, you gotta make little cute things.
Yeah, they'd be so adorable. Look at them.
Can I be honest with you? That's cute as hell.
Isn't it so cute? Like, what is it?
But also, it looks like a mouse in a pimp coat.
Right.
Bitch there's better so have my cheese.
It's just a hamster.
Yeah, right? It's like a super fat hamster.
And I do have the what some dinosaurs would taste like.
Hell yeah. Shannon, tell us about dinosaurs.
So smaller, faster moving dinosaurs like the Velociraptor may have tasted like chicken or game birds.
Makes sense.
Larger theropods like Tyrannosaurus rex likely tasted like a mix of chicken, beef, and potentially a gamey taste due to their carnivorous diet and potentially large muscle mass.
Yep. I'd eat a rex.
Yeah, it's probably like crocodile. Have you ever had a crocodile?
Gator's good.
I've had gator, not crocodile.
Oh, crocodile is like a bit more like, it's like chicken meat. Like it's a bit, and it has like a slight fishy taste to it.
I feel like
so muscular.
I've only had fried gator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
But it's like a greasy, gamey chicken.
Yeah. It's got like a sausage texture.
Yeah.
I've had that. The crocodiles like move more, so they're. I don't know.
Shannon,
I have one more. So, herbivorous dinosaurs like Triceratops and Stegosaurus likely taste like ostrich, beef, or even pork. It says due to their diet would produce a milder flavor, and their size would mean a large amount of meat, potentially a texture similar to larger livestock animals.
Stegosaurus was probably good.
Yeah, that was probably a bitch to like cut up.
Oh yeah.
To like service.
Yeah, processing a stegosaurus.
Yeah, the thing I read said like the things that were like armored dinosaurs tasted really bad.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
And they didn't have a lot of meat, but they said like specifically like the herbivores.
But I do love crab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
Dude, well, there's a thing that I was reading at so I don't know who made it. It's an article. I was going to say a study, but I don't know who makes these things. But there is a thing that there's a theory that eventually, like, a crab is the ultimate form for, like, evolution.
I think cockroaches.
I Maybe. Shannon, Shannon, look this up.
No, Shannon, don't look up bugs.
I'm not looking that up. Sorry.
Yeah, no. I don't want to look at a cockroach.
I think crab is the final form of evolution, though. I think in like a million years, we're all going to be crabs.
Really? I've heard people say that about octopus, but look what happened to that one.
Well, they haven't had to change. They haven't had to change in so long because they're so suited for their environment.
Right. Yeah. I think everything eventually becomes a crab.
I don't know about how I
could be wrong. I don't know.
I think everybody becomes a crab.
Eventually. Someday.
You're not a hot girl. You can't say those things.
I was told recently that I eat like a hot girl, and I was like, no way. And then I realized that I kind
of
do.
Oh, the picture of you eating ice cream?
No.
Who posted that?
Wait, what?
That was crazy.
Who posted that?
James Moss. He caught me in a bad moment.
Shannon, can you go on James Moss's Instagram?
Were you kissing it?
No, it's on his Twitter.
James, Drew was having a treat, and he's like a hot chick.
A nice little time.
I mean, my eyes rolled in the back of my head as I was biting into an ice cream. It looked like I was coming. It was crazy.
He eats like he's a sexy girl.
I thought you meant like
it's not like an ice cream commercial. It's like a fuck me.
Bad.
Look at that. Like, zoom in.
You're like in a Carl's Jr. commercial for a fucking Tasty Freeze.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's
I have
wild.
Undertaker eyes eating
that's
an ice cream.
Wild. You look like every guy walking around Philly. You're just on fentanyl and ice cream.
Yeah, you look like you look like you should be bent over backwards over a fire hydrant.
Jesus Christ.
With your pants sagging at your knees. Damn,
right,
that's been some good ice cream.
Yeah, just keep it up for the whole thing.
Shaq, can you superimpose that over him for the rest of the show?
Yeah, can you just keep your eyes rolled back for the whole show?
All right, we haven't done any stories, which means we're having a fun one. So let's fuck around for a few minutes. I'll start with this one. Theo Von, show attendees kicked out. Did you guys see this?
No.
So people that get kicked out of Theo Von's show.
Were they black?
No, they were obnoxious white people.
No. At a Theo Von show?
Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither.
So this is a little bit of a longer video that they just posted.
Oh, good.
And it shows that she also like takes a swing at an audience member before they get her out.
Good.
Good.
Just how about this? Discuss it in there. Do you guys mind? I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, just discuss it out there. Why are you yelling? I don't know you, ma'am.
I don't know you.
No, but just like, but ma'am, I'm just saying discuss it with them out there. My assistant is right there. She'll make sure that we have a vested interest in what they're saying. Katie, will you make sure that we have our
she's a hot slob, too.
About with her.
So, oh.
Katie, will you go listen to her just so we know what's going on? Thank you.
Titties out for Theo Von. That's wild.
What do we know why she got kicked out?
No, so it says that they've reached out to the local police department. They've reached out to Theo Von's people, but there's no update yet.
And was she heckling or was she just being a monster?
It seemed like Theo was like in conversation with her.
Yeah, it's point, very right? bizarre yeah. to be like to notice that from that yeah. big of an arena too.
to be like, you have to be pretty obnoxious.
Yeah,
right? For someone to notice you heckling in an arena.
She's just barking. she's just making guttural noise.
Hey, put your tits away, ma'am.
Yeah, what were you doing? I wish, you know, people would lean into that more because I miss Maury. Like, that could have been
having
Maury.
Big fat slobbers.
Yeah, just. And then you had the big black bouncer pulling them out. Yeah. Just like start shouting their names again. That
I like
was
a,
so
I like
hype.
A tit that you can put in an anaconda choke. You know what I mean?
So I've been doing this story on stage, but I think I'm going to abandon it because I just can't get it right. I was at a wrestling show maybe a year ago. As my buddy Casanova does bar shows. So they wrestle in the back of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
No ring shows. And I'm sitting at the bar waiting for the next match. And this like group of like metal kind of young people are sitting next to me. There's a person next to me who I have certain pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, and I think it's because Mama Amico is a bartender.
Okay.
When people are bad, have bad bar etiquette. So like I once got in a fight with a roommate because I watched him open up the bartender's thing and steal olives.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
He put his fingers in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm having a snack.
They're good for your heart.
And I was like, dude, you can't put your hand over the bar and take olives.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I hate bad bar etiquette.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting next to this person. I kind of have my back to them because it has been brought to my attention that if someone annoys me, I have no control over my body language.
Okay.
And I will turn away. If you watch a lot of old Real Ass podcasts, if I don't like someone, you watch me slowly face away from them until I'm looking at the wall. Yeah, I'm just not looking at them. I have no control over it. Yeah. I'm retarded.
That's great.
So at this point, there's a person, and they're being very loud. There's just a lot to them. So I have now spun, and I'm facing whoever I'm speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
And the person next to me, and this happens within 3 minutes. The first thing they do is somebody else had tipped the bartender, and twice they had picked up the cash and like folded it up and then unfolded it, put it back on the bar, picked it up, folded it, put it back on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Then they took all the bar straws and threw them on the floor. And then they started barking. So they like real loud, like, wah, rah, rah. I don't want to do it because I'll hurt my throat. But like real like, yes, 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 right?
That's a good bark.
And then again, they folded up the dollar and they go, yes, yes, yes. And they're right in my ear. And I turn around and I go, dude, could you fucking not do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I made multiple mistakes there. Because first of all, it was a very ugly woman. Like, just, you know, the kind of girl that's just got shit brown hair. Like, shitty brown stringy hair.
Like the mousy brown.
Yeah. And she's just a fucking train wreck.
Yeah, she's barking.
And I go, could you not do that? And she goes, I can't help it. I have Tourette's. And starts crying.
Oh, God.
Turns to her friends and goes, I told you we shouldn't have come here. I can't be around people.
Oh, no.
So anyone that knows me, I'm mortified. I'm more embarrassed than I've ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately take my wallet out.
And you bought her.
Yes. So give me the how much for the retard? She will be mine.
With this $30, I will cure Tourette's.
I already have a crate at home. So anyway, did you take your wallet out?
Honey, wash out the big bowl. I take out my wallet. I go, I'm so sorry. I'm an asshole. I'm very sensitive. And I fucked up. Please let me buy everybody here a round of drinks So I buy everybody in that little group drinks, mm-hmm. and then I give her another 40, I think. And I go, here's for two more drinks. I go, you won't see me again.
Ever in your life.
Right.
But I'll talk about you on broadcasts.
I never go back into the wrestling show. Uh-huh. I sit at the other end of the bar and wait for my friends to be done. Because I'm so embarrassed, right? Mm-hmm. The show ends. My best friend Seeger comes out. He's like, where the fuck were you? You missed the last two matches. Like, I've been here. I go, why? I went, and I tell him what just happened. He goes, oh, bub, let's get you out of here. So the bar I drink at is Lucky's. It's a go-go bar, like a metal bar. Mm-hmm. He goes, let's go to Lucky's. I go, oh, please, yeah. But I call an Uber. We go to Lucky's, and it's, you know, girls are on the stage. I'm fine again. Mm-hmm. I sit down at the bar. I order my first drink, and across the bar I hear, yiff, yiff, yiff. They beat us there. So now it looks like I'm stalking them.
Oh, God.
You walk up to her with another $40.
No, her friends came over.
Go the fuck and, home.
Right. I'll yeah. call you Lucky. Yeah.
Her friends came over and were like, did you come here on purpose? I was like, no, this just happened.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's awful.
And I left again. Yeah, it was fucking.
And now you guys are married.
Yep.
No, yeah, I was going to say, how many dates did you take her?
The only way I justify is that I think because they beat us there. Mm-hmm. And I like to think it's because her window was open and she had her head out the window going.
She was having a nice time.
But it was just such because I have Tourette's. I can't help
oh
it.
Oh, my like, God.
Also, like. Man, you picked a lot of annoying things to fucking do with your Tourette's.
Yeah, you got all the worst ones. Like, no slurs.
Because I love that. Shannon, what was the Tourette's Girl show?
Yeah, the Tourette's Girl on TLC. And yep. Every once in a while, she's an overweight black woman.
Oh, dude, have you seen this bitch?
No.
It's a bailing out loud. Let me find a clip.
Bailing out, dude, this bitch is so funny. So she's got the funniest Tourette's I've ever seen. Because she basically, she'll hear something. And she has to do it.
Okay.
But she also has to do it in the accent she heard it in.
Okay. She's like Robbie Goodwin.
Yeah. but the show's really funny.
No, she's really funny.
Yeah. So she'll just be, but she has to be inappropriate too. Because it's like one of those things. So she'll just be tight and then she'll go, little baby wieners.
It's crazy.
There's and then another one she does is, oh, Hannah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
And then she busted one out that made me laugh so hard. I can't remember where they were. And she's freaking, she's so upset. And she's so embarrassed of these. And she's so upset. And then she just goes, it's John Cena. It made me laugh so fucking hard.
Because she does it in a perfect voice.
I would keep this bit. I would bring this girl. Every, she's yeah. the opposite yeah. of barking.
Yeah, the barky lucky girl. Like, we
don't need get her out of my life, Barks.
Here's $40 more. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Right, here she is.
Next up, John Cena. You're done.
She'll be like arguing with her boyfriend, and then she'll be like just talking about like, yeah, we were in the airport, and not to, oh hell no, and you're like, what the fuck?
Is this a teenager? How old is this girl?
She's in her 20s.
Okay. You're like just asking. She's over 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I found like a ranking of her top six Tourette's moments.
Oh, you, yeah.
Yeah. There's one where she's in the airport, and she's like, gun. I have a gun.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
When I was in college, I'm top Girl Scout. You're done. When I was in college, f*** yourself, Chris, little baby meaning, blame up your ass, funny wrong biscuit, fat ass, that have told me that my parents deserve to die in a car accident.
Two guns up.
Oh, good. Flying horse cracker.
Hi. Boobies.
How are the two of you the most different?
Sammy has hemorrhoids.
I know.
Sammy has crabs.
I know.
Sammy has a vagina.
I do.
Hey, guys. Ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong. This is Eileen. Dee, dee, dee. They didn't give me a fork, so.
Dee, dee, dee.
I just
want
cutest little button. This is Eileen. She got big old titties. This is Eileen.
It'd be a lot prettier if you weren't crazy. Oof, you're bald.
Sorry.
She tells guys she's in their ball all the time.
She tells me every day.
Yeah, you're bald. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What is the...
Butter your own biscuit, fat ass, is my favorite one.
I love when she's a big black lady.
Yes, it's so good. And she's also talking about, because he's starting to crack up, she's like, yeah, people told me my family deserved to die in a car accident. Like, she's saying something very serious in the middle of it.
And he can't keep a straight face.
Yeah, he's like, it's so good.
That might be the best Tourette's I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if this chick is faking it, she is an Andy Kaufman level funny person.
Yeah, she's like the only talented improv person.
That's what I'm kind of thinking, because it's so extreme that, I don't know.
She goes to a Tourette's convention in one of the episodes, and it is chaos.
That must just sound like a Skrillex song while you're walking through.
It's like a haunted house. Every fucking thing you turn into is just another person barking and screaming and fucking hitting the floor.
God. That is also wild that people brought the Tourette's girl to that bar. I'm not going to get over that. That's kind of mean, like, of her friends. They're like, our barking friend?
Well, so...
You can't leave her inside all day. She's not an actual dog.
Leave her in the car. Keep the windows rolled. Yeah. Keep her in the car with the windows rolled down.
She has
happened was, I was not the only person who noticed.
Okay.
But then I felt super bad. So, like, during the matches... You would hear like woof 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 woof, and somebody was like, "Is there a fucking dog here?" Like, not trying to be mean, but being like, "Who brought a dog to the wrestling
like, this
bar?"
Is bizarre, yeah. Oh my god, that's fucking wild. I'm gonna try it one night. Maybe I should just start barking and seeing if somebody gives me $40.
Girls surprisingly know how to bark. It's like a thing that they naturally have inside of them.
Really? I've never tried. Yeah. Maybe one day I'll find my voice.
I've talked to two separate women in my life that have just like randomly been like, I know how to bark. And it's like a very good bark.
Where'd you meet them? Like in Holding? Like, where did you find
at the pound.
Yeah, the park.
No, it's just a random trait that I've went. I don't know. Maybe it's
picking up girls at family court
somewhere on our astrology charts. I align with girls who can bark.
Just something compatible.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but
God, I smell like beef all the time.
I'll just do one or two more stories before we get out of here.
Real quick,
Dad, please.
Sorry, can dogs drink juice?
No, the sugar's bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
I was just wondering. Well, because I thought about
it. No. Go into detail on that.
Because they always have water, and I'm like, they probably would like... if I was a dog, I'd watch people drink cranberry juice all the time and get pissed about it. I'm like, why can't I have some of that? You know what I mean? My kidneys also need cleansing.
I don't think their insides are good for it.
Because my dog girlfriend was asking me for some juice the other day.
Hypothetically.
Hey, what do you guys think? I'm just wondering.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you use Kratom, if you don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom, please, please, please get it from the only place you should be getting it from, our good friends at YoKratom.com. Why? They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely even know what's in there. YoKratom.com, there's no promo code needed. Why? Because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. Check it out. Let me know what you think. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show. I've seen videos of animals trying carbonated things, like seltzer water.
Yeah. And it freaks them out.
Yeah, they don't like it.
This was fucked up. I gave this girl I used to date, I don't want to say who, but this girl I used to date, I gave her...
What did you do to Karen's dog?
Dude, I gave Karen's dog a piece of... Dude, we were eating Chinese food one time, and the dog was, like, bothering me trying to, like, get some of my food. So I took the tiniest piece of wasabi, the tiniest little piece, and fed it to the dog. Dude, it did not take it well at all. The dog looked like it was having a heart attack. It was really going through it for a minute. And then we Googled it, and it's, like, actually really bad for dogs.
Like, I actually poisoned the dog.
She was like, why the fuck did you do that? I was like... She was bothering me.
That's crazy.
She ended up being fine.
Yeah.
She ended up being fine. Dude, yeah, dogs do not react well to wasabi.
Noted.
So there's tons of people that say you're not supposed to give dogs chocolate. It kills them. I knew a girl growing up whose dog would eat chocolate ice cream all the time.
It's like a percentage point. Because I had a dog eat like literally 100 milligrams of like a chocolate bar and weed. And they just have like a calculator at the vet that's like, what was the percentage of chocolate? So if it's like dark chocolate, like they're kind of fucked based on like weight. But yeah, some of them will just fucking eat it.
Yeah. My cat ate a weed brownie.
Oh, really? How did it get all ataxic? Like, did it get fucking weird?
He sat on the couch like a man.
He turned into a man.
He put his back on the couch and his legs out with his arms down, and he watched TV with me.
He grabs the remote at one point and turns it up.
Yeah, it looked like a commercial for why you shouldn't smoke weed.
It's like a shitty Animorph.
Yeah, it looked like me and him were watching TV together. And it looked like a commercial for like what happens. Like, you're not you when you smoke weed. Meow.
The cat's got bills.
Yeah. And then he got off the couch and took a man shit on the carpet. Like he took, he dropped a log.
Damn, it's like a shitty version of like how Joe Rogan thinks like a chimp smoked weed and became human.
Your cat
ate weed and just became a shitty guy.
Yeah, like, he just sat on the couch for a few hours. That was Fred. He ate everything, though. He found a Philly cheesesteak and fucking ate like a quarter of it.
Took it down. Did he take big bites? When I see cats that take big bites, that freaks me out.
Like, yeah. He fucking annihilated that shit. He unwrapped it.
He grew a thumb.
He took the paper off of a cheesesteak from Pat's.
The cat's just at the ordering window. He's killing
English only.
Whiz, no onions.
Yeah.
It's like, can I pay with EBT? Yeah. He's just like a shitty white guy. God damn.
All right. Rapper King Yella.
Oh, yeah.
Passes out mid-interview.
I've been following this guy's antics for a while.
Let's check this out.
Troubled individual.
King Yella. Oh.
I like fast forward all the way to right when it happens.
Right now. Oh.
He's watching some kind of video.
What's he drinking?
Crown Royal.
Crown, yeah.
He's stabbing the shit out of his eye.
He's watching porn.
Do you see how the tattoo by his hairline makes it look like his hair comes further?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, that came out, man. That was pretty gruesome right there. Man, that shit crazy.
He's just watching a video of a guy getting stabbed drinking Crown Royal.
What's your thoughts on the video?
Well,
good.
Very Shakespearean.
That wasn't really passing out. That was
no.
That was like getting poisoned.
That was like an attack or something.
Yeah.
He was definitely an asset.
Passing out to me means you fall asleep.
Yeah, it means you're just like.
Yeah.
Fucking lose it.
Yeah, he did react like he Putin just poisoned him or something. But
I think he had like
secrets.
Or went down the wrong pipe.
Oh.
And then he choked on it and fell backwards.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, he was hammered.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole group of these guys who they're considered rappers, and I've never heard a single song. They've been around for at least 10 years. I know of the guy King Yella for at least 10, 12 years now. Never heard any of his music. All I hear from him is just he's either overdosing or going to jail once every 6 months. And then he kind of falls off for a little bit. And then he comes back and he fucking does an interview and dies. And then he's going to... He's going to
hear some King Yella?
He's going to disappear.
Yeah, are there lyrics anywhere?
I promise you, we won't hear a word from him for 6 months. And then he's going to go to jail. And then he's going to... It always happens with this guy.
It's going to be something really lame.
I can play it, but I might have to cut this section out. So if you guys just want to let it play and like not talk and then talk after.
This isn't even him.
No, it says King Yella. Oh, maybe because it's King Yella Presents. Let me look for another
one. That's what I'm saying. He presents other guys now. These dudes are rappers.
Like Amy Schumer?
These guys are rappers that don't rap. It's crazy.
Oh, man, can you imagine being fucking King Yella's fucking Rachel Feinstein?
Right. You're beneath King Yella.
It's just a Jewish rapper complaining about his dad.
Yeah.
Let's try this one.
fuck.
Sometimes I can get a little crazy. I pull up this
folks now. Who the fuck a phone now? Who? Broke ass nigga, we don't know them. We don't okay. know. Nigga, we'll smoke them. I can't get a y'all don't fuck going on nothing.
Look. I pull up just folks now. Who the fuck is phone now? Broke ass nigga, we don't know them. Nigga, we'll smoke them. Trap house jumping like Jordan. Nigga, that's motion. Broke ass hoes, we fussing. Bitches ain't nothing. And bitch,
I'm done.
That dick.
I like that he's in a house that's decorated from Home Goods. Like, it's like a basic fucking suburban home.
They're all Airbnbs, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fun rabbit hole to go down. Airbnb owners coming home to rappers recording videos. And, I mean, they're never...
That's or awesome. Puerto Rican birthday parties.
They're never pumped about it.
Nope.
That's crazy.
I've noticed that a lot recently. Like, they just look like generic home. Like, there's never anything on the walls that mm-hmm. signifies it belongs to that person.
Yeah. Like, there's just...
It's almost like porn shoots.
Well, it'd be... I guess it'd be funny if King Yella had family photos in the back while he's doing that.
Not that, but like...
Just anything. Just,
I know this sounds stupid.
It's him with a diploma.
But shouldn't there be like gold records on the wall or like...
Not when they sound like that.
Like a dingy... Like dirty house. Like I don't picture that. Like that's how like my cousin would decorate her house in the suburbs. Like that's very...
Yeah, yeah, like the faith thing on the wall.
Yes,
and, like...
yes. And it's like that shitty cardboard over, like plastered over. Yeah, that was like $8 at Home Goods. That was fucking bizarre.
I've gone down the wormhole of certain like houses they rented out for shoots, and it's very funny. There's I've done it a bunch on Spook Show, but there's a house that's been in like a million porns.
Oh, really?
And it's also a house they rent out for movies, mm-hmm. and also for straight to streaming children's movies.
Oh.
So I love bad dog movies.
Bad,
it's my thing.
Bad dog movies.
Like bad movies that are dog movies.
Oh. Like that girl like really children, got to you. Yeah.
Like children's movies.
Oh.
Where it's a talking cat.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, they save a dog or something. And there's a director, David DeCoteau, who does kids' movies and softcore gay porn. But they're all in that house.
My God.
So you'll be watching this kid's movie being like, why do I know that staircase? And you're like, oh yeah, I've seen a girl get pile driver fucked down.
Jesus Christ. And then also like a cat being like, so when are you bringing home some tuna? Like,
yeah, also.
Also a talking cat.
It's a very funny category of movies.
Category.
There we go. Dogagory, whatever you want to call it. But you're
that's
like
my category.
Yeah, you're like, I love movies where dogs talk.
I do.
No, I'm not judging you at all. I also love a movie where a dog talks.
Shannon, you're like, I've just never told
this is
to
not
anybody.
A David DeCoteau movie, but this to me is the one. Shannon, bring up the trailer for Bailey's Billions.
Bailey's Billions?
Talking dog movie?
Is it a porn or a talking dog movie?
It could be either one. This could be the new game on the show.
Right. Porn or talking dog movie?
Porn yes. or talking dog movie?
Well, on Spook Show, we have done The Dog Who Saved Christmas and The Dog Who Saved Halloween, both of which star Dean Cain.
Oh, really?
That's Dean Cain, big dog movie guy. Also star Joey Diaz.
Dean Cain's just big please, on Bailey's talking Bailey's. To nobody.
You can count on Echo Bridge Home Entertainment to bring your family the best in DVD home entertainment.
Does Joey
bring
Diaz play on. One of the dogs?
Bring home
no.
The
he'd have a good dog home voice.
Yeah.
Bring home the comedy. With four amazing stories of courage and
oh, no, is this a quadruple trailer?
What do you know from dog food?
Totally cool.
Meet Bailey. She's a small dog with a big attitude.
Have this fixed.
I'd like to have her fixed.
Oh. I leave my estate to my dear dog, Bailey. What?
And now he's a big shot with an even bigger fortune.
Want to take a ride in my Rolls?
Snatch him.
We'll be filthy rich.
What a bunch of bowsers.
But when Bailey is suddenly kidnapped, it will take two courageous kids.
Bailey's been kidnapped.
Man, I gotta go to the bathroom.
To bring Bailey home.
Excuse me.
Bailey's Billions.
Alright, you stop.
Is there like a woman that tries to fuck the dog to be a gold digger? Like in Blank Check, where that woman gets a little crossing the line.
So it's amazing. So it's John Lovitz is the dog. Dean Cain is a vet who can speak to animals. Dean Cain also in both Dog Who Can Save Christmas, Dog Who Saves Halloween. Tim Curry and Jennifer Tilly are the maid and butler of the woman who are secretly either lovers or brother and sister. I can't remember.
Maybe both, depending on the category.
And they're the ones who kidnapped the dog to try and hold it for ransom because they thought they were going to get the money.
That's so funny.
Did you see The King is coming back? Air Bud?
I did.
They're making a new Air Bud movie.
I'm in 100%.
I'm in.
What's he going to play?
I don't know.
It better not be pickleball.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
That'd be so shitty.
Yeah, I guess he has played every other sport at this point.
MMA?
Air Bud versus John Jones.
Yeah, Dana White treats him better than
Michael Vick in Air Bud. Dog MMA.
Oh my God. MMA. Would
I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see what he does next.
Shannon, did I make you watch A Talking Cat?
Yes, you did. I did watch it.
That's in the porn house, and Eric Roberts is the voice of the cat in that. And he obviously did all his lines sitting on a couch.
I have a little bit of it where you can see the house.
Oh, here, we'll see the house, yeah.
Whisper. And I think I found the people I'm supposed to help.
Tell me you haven't seen this house before.
Yeah.
Wait till you see the inside.
Dad?
That stairwell.
No, it's fine. It's just a smoke alarm in the kitchen. Nothing to worry about.
Is everything it okay? Looks like a porn house.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like I've seen it in Nip Tuck.
It could be. There's like a whole, somebody made like a whole like rabbit hole dive. On everything this house has ever been in. And apparently it owns, it's got mob connections. Like somebody bought it and then got foreclosed. And then like, there's a lot of like illegal shit with it. Oh, I love it.
That's so funny.
All right, one more thing and then we're going to get out of here.
Washing your money through talking dog movies is pretty great.
All right. Fine, cool. Cambridge Dictionary adds skibbity and tradwife among 6,000 new words. Shannon?
So this is a lot of people are complaining, saying that English isn't English anymore. It's just a bunch of like stupid internet words. They also added delulu. And
what's does that mean? Delusional?
Delusional, yep. Yeah, skibbity tradwife. Wait, there was one more. Hold on.
Delulu is Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives stuff.
That's what those bitches say.
They say that a lot on the show.
Well, you're being delulu.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the three main ones that people are complaining about.
Tradwife, I thought, was already a word.
Skibbity tradwife together is kind of fun.
Yeah.
What Philly words do you think they need to add?
I think John is in the dictionary now.
Okay.
I mean, that's really it. I mean, like, bull, dickhead, all that stuff. Like, that doesn't need to be in the dictionary. I need my dictionary to be classy, dude. I'm with Shannon.
Yeah, you want it to be. You don't want these slang words.
Skibbity should not be in the dictionary.
They're making it like urban, like the Urban Dictionary. That's
yeah,
what
right.
They're making it.
Yeah, you're turning the Oxford Webster's into the fucking Urban Dictionary.
I always thought, and this is probably my ignorance, that ratchet was black people trying to say wretched. Is that crazy?
Yes.
That might be where it started from.
Shannon, can you get the etymology of ratchet, and we'll end on that?
The etymology. That's a word that should be in the dictionary.
And that's the correct use of it.
Yeah.
I was in Cambridge.
I'm the only person who attended the gathering of the Juggalos who used the word etymology this week.
I'm for sure.
For sure. Absolutely.
No, go ahead.
So it says the term ratchet as slang for being loud, uncouth, or trashy likely originated in the hip-hop scene in Shreveport, Louisiana, potentially as a regional dialect pronunciation of wretched.
Hey! Look at that.
Look at you.
Well, turns out somebody speaks Negro. Right. Look at that.
Look at
me.
You've changed, Zach. You went to Ohio once. You saw two black people. And now you understand.
You judge one rap cipher now.
And now I've got the key. Well, thank you to my guests, Drew Montana, Gina Hyena. We'll see you on Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop. pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's